it's here and now. And I'm sorry if when I said it's here and now, your iPhone thought I was saying, hey, Siri, and activated its microphone. Happens all the time. That's called a wake word. And Google got into some trouble this week because its new device, the Google Home Mini, was recording users even when they didn't purposely wake up their device. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. He joins us now in the studio. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And for those who don't have these smart speakers at home, whether it's Alexa or Google Home,
yeah,
how are they supposed to work?
So most of these speakers, much like your phone, work by you talking to them, giving commands and asking questions. But in the case of the Home Mini, as it's being called, there's also a button on the top that lets you activate the speaker to listen, lets you pause music, stop an alarm, something like that. And a few of the people who got these speakers early, they were just announced earlier this month, noticed that the speaker was recording them randomly without them wanting it to because of a design flaw that made the speaker think the button had been pressed. Usually Google's or Amazon's smart speaker and virtual assistant, Alexa, or even Apple Siri, will only listen, record, and send information to company servers if someone uses what you've described, one of these things called wake words or wake phrases.
Well, let's demonstrate, by the way, because you've got your phone there in front of you.
So, yeah, I do. I've broken the cardinal rule of bringing the phone into the studio.
Yep.
But just to give a quick example, so if I say Google, nothing happens, right? But if I say, okay, Google, who is Jeremy Hobson?
According to Wikipedia, Jeremy Hobson is an American national radio journalist.
So you notice there, right? Like,
see, Siri never knows these things, but yes.
So you notice there, right, that there's actually a specific phrase that I say to wake this thing up. And this is kind of interesting. It takes a minute to understand because it's a little strange. The system kind of listens on two levels. So in a passive way, it listens for a specific phrase. And then once you say that phrase, that's when the system really wakes up, so to speak, and starts listening. If we use Apple Siri to do this or on an Android phone, we actually do this all the time, right? People are used to this at this point.
So has Google fixed the problem with the Google Home Mini?
So in the case of the Home Mini, which is widely available on October 19th, we should say that out loud, it's about $50, Google fixed the problem by disabling the button with a software update. And the company announced that over privacy concerns, it was going to permanently remove the functionality of the Home Mini speaker button. And that's kind of a big move. It kind of reflects just how nervous the company is about making us nervous as users when it comes to our privacy.
I have to say, in the last couple of weeks, I have had two friends come up to me and say, I was at home, I was having a conversation, we had one of these devices, not a Home Mini, but something else.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, I get an ad somewhere when I go online about what we were talking about in the house. It really does make you wonder if they are already listening more than they should be.
Right. Well, the way Google's engineers have described this, listening to me, it is kind of interesting. Like I said, it's listening at these two levels. Now, the analogy I've come up with for that, just to clarify this a little bit even more, is think about the way that when you listen. So imagine you're in a coffee shop and you're waiting for your fancy coffee drink, but you're working away on your laptop. You hear the conversation around you, but you're not really listening for content. And then someone says, Jeremy? And then you sort of wake up, you hear this alarm and you say, okay, now I need to pay attention to what's going on here. Again, this is what Google engineers have described to me in terms of how the machine and the system listens. This question of listening to pull data and deliver advertisements is a really important one. And it's one that people have been talking a lot about. This has happened to me before. I've been talking about something and then started to Google it and it auto-completes faster than I would have expected. Now, again, the company says that they're very, very careful about when they pull data, permissions in these kinds of apps and these devices. So I think the company line here is it's not doing that. It's not listening to you when you don't ask it to listen to you and then delivering ads. But we can't help but have those feelings sometimes. And it's part of this kind of weird smart home, something always on and connected to the internet feeling that we have these days.
But you're saying that also sometimes maybe you say something that might wake it up and that makes it start to listen.
Yeah, that's a possibility. So, I asked the folks at Google Assistant about this and they said essentially, look, you might inadvertently wake it up for a certain period of time, but then it goes back to sleep. So they are very careful about thinking of this stuff. And I think they're really nervous about freaking regular users out. So they're really careful with how they build these things.
That's the first rule of tech support, is always say it's the humans that are making the mistake. I don't know
it's
if
true.
I buy it.
It's true. And it's an interesting time, right? Earlier this year, we had the first case of Amazon Alexa data being asked for by the authorities in this murder case in Arkansas. And Amazon at first used this First Amendment argument to say, no, it's free speech, you can't have the data, but eventually handed it over. So it is something that all of us as users should be thinking about as we think about the things that we're putting in our home and connecting to the internet.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.